time is coming. If I was president, I'd get elected on Friday, assassinated on Saturday, buried on Sunday. If I was president, if I was president, a old man told me, instead of spending billions on the war, we can use some of that money in the ghetto. I know some so poor, when it rains, that's when they shower, screaming, fight the power. That's when the vulture devoured. If I was president, on Friday, assassinated on Saturday, buried on Sunday. If I was president, if I was president, if I was president, if I was president, but the radio won't play this, they call it rap music. How can you refuse it? Children of Moses, if I was president, I'd get elected on Friday, assassinated on Saturday, buried on Sunday. If I was president, I was president, tell the children the truth, the truth. Christopher Columbus didn't discover America. Tell them the truth, yeah. Tell them about Marcus Garvey. Tell the children the truth, yeah, the truth. Tell them about Martin Luther King. Tell them the truth, tell them about JFK. I was president. I'd get elected on Friday, assassinated on Saturday, buried on Sunday. If I was president, if I was president, yeah, that's the truth right there.
Welcome to the new radio show. This is STFU Radio with Dr. Z2A. Alright, so this is a new show. We're just trying this out. I know nothing about making radio shows, so bear with me. Alright, so yeah, I'm hoping this will be an hour. Actually, I have no clue how long it's going to be, so no, just bear with me. And we have no email today because this is the first episode, but you can email us after this at stfuradio@yahoo.com. Yes, I am too lazy to go and get my own domain name.com thing for my email. Let's see. Alright. So, what news do we have? Well, BinRev. We have a BinRev RTB team now. Root This Box. www.rootthisbox.org. You can, yeah, the BinRev team is at www.rootthisbox.org/pages/teams/view/binary revolution %20. Wait, no. Okay, scratch that. www.rootthisbox.org/pages/teams/view/binary%20revolution. Alright, so, you know, we got that, got a lot of members, but right now our score is 0. Oh well, but, you know, we've been, like, looking at stuff, and I've been learning about buffer overflow exploits, you know, confusing shit, because I don't know assembly, but, you know, life's good. That song we just played for you before, show was called If I Was President by Wyclef Jean. Heard it on Chappelle's show, downloaded it, and I cannot stop listening to it. Yeah. We're going to play another song because otherwise I'm going to run out of time here. It's called California Love. It's by Tupac and Dr. Dre. I'm going to shamelessly go and represent my state. Tupac, good artist. Dr. Dre, another good artist. So sit back and enjoy. California Love.
The track hits your eardrum like a slug to your chest. Back a vest for your Jimmy in the city of sex. We in that sunshine state where the bomb ass hemp be. The state where you never find a dance floor empty and pimp speed. On a mission for them greens. Lean, mean, money making machines serving fiends. I've been in the game for 10 years making rap tunes. Ever since honeys was wearing Sassoon. Now it's 95 and they clock me and watch me. Diamond shining, looking like I'm Rob Liberace. It's all good. To the bay, your city is the bomb if your city making pay. Throw up a finger if you feel the same way. Straight putting it down for California, yeah.
Dr. Dre. Yeah, I'm such a noob to to radio stuff. I was holding the mic in the first part and I just made a makeshift stand during that song. So let's see. Books. Let's talk about those. What I've been reading lately. No, I don't care about what you've been reading lately. This is what I've been reading lately. And what I have been reading is A Complete Hacker's Handbook by Dr. K. Pretty good. I'm not quite finished with it yet, but I'm finished with all the interesting stuff. It's got crazy stuff. It's way better than the first book on hacking I read, or even the second book. Two I read before were Hacking for Dummies and Official Guide to Ethical Hacking by Ankit Fadia. Fadia's book is complete crap, so yeah. So is Hacking for Dummies, except Hacking for Dummies was better, but this book by Dr. K, it's pretty damn good. It's got all the shit you need to know. Yeah. Looking through it here, the huge thing on freaking, that was pretty interesting because I'm a freaking noob. So, actually learned some crap about that. Viruses, I knew a bit about those, but still interesting. Right now I'm on this chapter called Copyright in the Age of the Web. It's really got nothing to do with hacking, but, you know, it's there. Not that interesting, but, you know, I can bear with it. Other book I've been reading. Right before I started reading this, I was reading Sam's Teach Yourself C in 24 Hours by Tony Zhang. Read it when I was on vacation earlier. Pretty good. It's really good tutorial on C, programming language. My only gripe is that it does not tell you how to apply any of this stuff. You learn it all, but you finish the book and you have no clue what to do with all the stuff you've learned. But, you know, that's what all this stuff is for. More than one book to cover it all. We got two new magazine issues out. New 2600 issue. I haven't gotten a chance to pick that up yet, but, you know, I've been meaning to, just haven't gotten a ride to Borders yet. Saw the cover, though. Feel like a noob after I didn't recognize Emmanuel Goldstein. I thought he looked, like, bigger and had longer hair for some reason. No, so, yeah. New Frack issue also. It's, I think they're assholes because they, like, were saying that they wouldn't be continuing Frack, and then get the 63rd issue and they're like, yeah, we're continuing Frack. It's just going to be under a new team. And I'm like, thanks for making me all, like, nervous and crap. Yeah. So, what else? Yeah, I've been reading tutorials on buffer overflow exploits. Good shit. Yeah. We, found some stuff on root this box where a lot of this stuff could be, rooted with buffer overflow exploits, so I've been reading up on that. Complicated shit, because I don't know assembly, but, you know, I know C, so that's close enough, kinda. Figured I'd go over it a little bit today. This is an interesting topic. So, how it works is you got, it takes advantage of stack buffers, which is a buffer where if you have too much data, then it takes off the top of the stack and pushes it off, and you can manipulate how much data you put in, so that if you can put stuff into areas that they aren't supposed to be and execute commands that weren't originally intended to be there, and if you know what you can to do, then you can bring up a shell prompt and start putting in commands remotely to the computer and basically just take control of it and own them. So it's good. It's good. It's shit. Yeah. I'm still a lot big of a noob at it because I just recently put up a thread on BinRev asking for tutorials and started reading those, but a lot of the times one of the tutorials was just based on assembly, so, and I don't know assembly yet. I plan on learning it after finding out I can do viruses and buffer overflow exploits on it. So, yeah, C is pretty close, and I know that, so, no, I have something to work with. Yeah, I'm gonna shut my noob ass up now. So, and if you didn't like California Love and If I Was President, then you can sit back, relax, and have a nice time with Heretics Anthem! By Slipknot. Five, four, three, two, one.
If you're 555, I'm 666. If you're 555, I'm 666.
Okay, now we're going to get to the main reason I started this show. Because I was hating a lot in the Player Haters forum, and on IRC, and people seem to be getting fed up with it. So I'm just going to get a radio show, and hate on everything. Alright, what should I hate on? You know what? Screw that. I wrote everything down before, so you know, I already have everything I want to hate on. First thing I'm going to hate on, spinning... Alright, So, let's just say, if you're spinning around in a chair really fast, don't stick out your toe so that it's sitting in the perfect way that it gets caught on the power cable of your laptop and you fall off your chair and cramp up your leg, because it sucks and hurts like a bitch. Also, what's another thing I want to hate on that I can spend a little more time on? Alright. DEF CON and HOPE. DEF CON happened this year, happens next year, and HOPE happens next year. Actually, DEF CON happens every year, HOPE happens every 2 years, but we all know that. This year, couldn't go to DEF CON because I can't drive and my parents don't trust people from the internet, so, you know. And HOPE happening next year, and I can't go to that because it's across the country from me, so... You know, so it sucks. And also, next year, HOPE and DEF CON being right next to each other, making people choose between DEF CON and HOPE. What's up with that? Come on, schedule them in, like, next freaking month and, like, the other one. Holy crap. But, you know, I can't go to HOPE, so hopefully I'll go to DEF CON next year. Once I can drive, you know, have a car and crap. And I live in California, Northern California, so, you know. I can drive to Vegas, and life's good like that. Wait, life's good. Screw that, I'm hating on stuff here. Okay, yeah. Next hate. Alright. I got this Wi-Fi card recently, because the Wi-Fi card built into my laptop doesn't work with Linux, and I'm dual booting. So this thing's an Orinoco Gold classic card. And I cannot get it to set up. I've been approaching it pretty well recently, but now I'm going to hate on it. Hate on it a lot, because this card is pissing me off. I hate it. I hate it, you hear me? What? Yeah. And I hate on it even more. I'm keeping hating on it. Screw you, I'm still hating on it. If you want me to move on from hating on it, I'm going to keep hating on it. Quiet you. Okay, fine, I'll move on. Next hate, Shariaza. Alright, I kind of like this thing because it doesn't have any of that spyware or adware crap in Kazaa and Grokster, and it's not like LimeWire either, which claims it doesn't have spyware crap, but it has spyware crap. So, no, I'm liking Shariaza. Wait, no, I'm not liking it. Damn it, I just made myself start liking it again when I was about to hate it. Okay, now I'm going to hate on it more. Because it has the slowest downloads ever. Slowest. I could download movies on LimeWire that, and they would take like maybe 10 hours max. It went pretty fast. Sometimes I've had like a crap load of people here. This one uses BitTorrent, and let me check how fast it's going right now. I'm downloading Fantastic Four, going 3 kilobytes per second. It should take 44 hours, 44 minutes, and 11 seconds at this rate. I have 41 sources, and 13.97% is complete. Live CD ISO was downloading when I started the show. Now it's not downloading. It says it's pending. It has 5 sources. It's 22.43. Alright, so, yeah, livecd.iso never meant anything to you. That's just the file name. It's really hacked this CD. Sorry about that. Let's go. Freedom Downtime has 1 source and is at 0% and hasn't been downloading anything yet, obviously, because it's 0%. Same with Wyclef Jean, Staying Alive, and Wyclef and Missy, Party to Damascus, has not downloaded at all either. So it's pissing me off. Alright, what else should I hate on? Let's look at the next thing. Oh, I wasn't going to hate on this originally, but see, a buddy mentioned it to me, and I remembered. So what we're going to hate on right now is Antidote. Alright, those of you that don't know, this project is headed by Sheepbite, and it's, they go to phishing sites, and they deface them. Damn it. And they do it with hacktivism. Okay, first of all, hacktivism is bullshit. Bullshit. I hate hacktivism. Needs to shut up right now. And second, we have police. That's the police's job. The police shut down the fishers. You don't go and shut down the fishers, people. They have jobs. We pay them with taxes to do it. If someone is stupid enough to go and use a fishers site and not check to see with people before if it's okay or if people recommend it or something, then they deserve to be fished. Holy crap. Come on. All right. Yeah. I've out-ranted myself. All right, so, yeah, I could hate on shit a bit more, but then I wouldn't have anything left for the bin reforms to hate about, would I now? All right, so I've cut out on the stuff I put in the bin reforms a little. You guys happy now? All right. So, next song we're going to play. This song, great artist. I don't put anything but great artists on here, you know? But, you know, this is good shit. Especially good shit. This is a song by Dougie Fresh and Slick Rick. It's called The Show Uber Good.
Here we I'm pressing with the dump.
Okay. Hope you guys like that. Now, let's talk about some movies. Because I've been watching some kung fu movies recently. And it's good shit, so, you know, gonna talk about it. First movie I want to talk about. Unleashed. Jet Li. Jet Li is the god under Bruce Lee. Because he does good kung fu movies. And I like kung fu movies. And this is slightly not rhetorical, but oh, what's that word I'm thinking of? It's on the tip of my... No, it's not on the tip of my tongue, but whatever. Let me pop. Okay, repetitive. Yeah, that's what I was thinking of. Yeah, so... Unleashed, basically... The main character is this guy named Johnny. And he's been raised by this mob boss to... behave... basically, he's turned... the mob boss has turned this man, Johnny, into a attack dog. And... whenever he wears a collar, and whenever the boss takes off the collar, Johnny goes and attacks any all the people that his boss wants him to attack. And Johnny doesn't see any problem with this. He's been taught from, like, ever since he was a little kid that that's what's normal and stuff like that. So, and then his boss keeps him in a cage and really inhumane to him, but then again, Johnny doesn't know any better life. So one day, the boss takes him to this place. It's an antique shop, and they've got a ton of pianos set up. And he, so the boss goes in to talk to the people about collecting a debt, and he's gonna call Johnny in with a light to attack the people that are in the place if he can't get his money. So Johnny is going to sit there and wait for the light to go on for him to go in, and then he sees a guy come, and the guy's a piano tuner to tune the pianos, and he starts showing Johnny stuff about the piano. And then so Johnny's really interested in the piano, and one of the things the guy mentioned is a piano is like a person. You can't just pound on it and expect a good sound. If you pound on it, a piano gets out of tune. Just like a person if you pound on it. And Johnny's never thought of it that way, because he just pounds on people and thinks they're okay afterward. So when he leaves, he's in the car with his boss and his boss's driver. And they get in a car crash and he thinks his boss died. So he goes back to the piano technician, and the guy takes him. He's all bloody, and he goes unconscious. Guy takes him home, and he wakes up 2 days later in the guy's house. And he lives with the piano tuner and his adopted daughter for a month. And he learns stuff like compassion and stuff like that. And then a month later, his boss finds him and threatens to kill his family if he doesn't come back. And I probably already said too much, but... I don't want to ruin the rest of the story for you, so I'm going to stop here. Watch the movie yourself. Real good, suspenseful, crazy stuff. It's awesome. Alright, second movie I'm going to get to. It's called Kung Fu Hustle. It's been out for a while, but saw it recently, a few days ago. And it's crazy. It's awesome. It's in Chinese with subtitles, and... essentially, there's this gang called the Axe Gang, and these two street rats, like thugs, go and pretend to be axe gangsters to this village, and they don't know that the village is full of ex-kung fu masters. So, basically, they call in the rest of the Axe Gang, pretending to be the Axe Gang, and the Axe Gang gets their asses whooped. So they go through the movie, and the Axe Gang says to join the Axe Gang. This guy has to kill someone, so he tries to kill someone from the village, and it doesn't work out, but somehow he gets in the Axe Gang still, and I'll let you watch it to find out for yourself how he does that. But, and then there's a lot of cool kung fu, like fight scenes and crap. It's like crazy shit. It's awesome. Watch it. It's good. Just like, no question. Watch it. Yeah. So, you know, I give both those movies like 2 thumbs up. Watch them. They're good. Like, pause this show. Like, just get those movies now. Watch them before continuing the show, because it's better than whatever I'm going to put up here. Alright. But anyway, so let's move on. Music. What's been good that I've heard recently? Alright, so music I've listened to recently that thinks is good. This CD, one of the few CDs today that I've listened to, one of the few CDs that I've listened to, that all the songs, 100% of them on the CD have been good, is by Wu-Tang Clan. It's called Legend of the Wu-Tang. And it's Wu-Tang's greatest hits. It takes the best songs from all of their 4 albums, puts it on 1 album. Great, can't stop listening to it. It's crazy shit. Awesome. All right, and it's Wu-Tang Clan, so almost everything they release normally is great. Or maybe I'm just the only guy that thinks that, but you know, life's good. So songs they got in here, I got the CD right here. So you got Cream, Cash Rules Everything Around Me, great song. I'll put it on later for you guys. Method Man, Protect Your Neck, Wu-Tang Clan Ain't, Can It All Be So Simple, Shame on a Nigga, The Mystery of Chess Boxing, Reunited, It's Yours, Triumph featuring Capadonna, Gravel Pit, Protect Your Neck featuring The Jump Off. Oh yeah, the first version that I showed you of Protecting Your Neck I talked about was the quote-unquote Shaolin version. Next song, 13th one is Sucker MCs. 14th one is Uzi, also known as Pinky Ring. 15th one is Shaolin Worldwide. And the final one is Diesel featuring RZA, Method Man, You God, Raekwon, and Old Dirty Bastard. So, all these songs, great songs. Love them. Can't stop listening. Go pick it up, like, today. Alright. Yeah, so it's a good album. This chick Lindsay thinks it's fun to annoy me while I'm recording the show. Yeah, well, you know. life's like that. Next thing, song I played at the beginning, If I Was President by Wyclef Jones. I first heard this on Chappelle's show after the when they play the thing at the end of the show. Then I went and got it, and I cannot stop listening to it. I've been playing it over and over again, like, throughout the day. Yeah. Really good song. I played it earlier. You know how good it is. If you don't like it, there's something wrong with you. Alright. Yeah. Didn't spend too much time on that. But it's one song, you know? Next one. Called Jam Rock by Damian Marley. I don't think he's any relation to Bob Marley. If you think differently, email me, stfuradio@yahoo.com again. Oh, you know, and it's kind of hard to understand, but it's like, what's that style? I forget. On the tip of my tongue again, like that word before, I'm thinking. Yeah. Oh, reggae. Reggae. That's it. Reggae. I think. Yeah, now we're... In fact, I think I'll play a little bit for you. It's part of it. Part of the middle part. No, go get it, because it's good. So, yeah, here it is.
Out in the street, they call it murder.
Welcome to Jam Rock. Camp where the thugs and camp at. 2 pounder within a van back. It in a your handbag, your knapsack. It in a your backpack. This melody your girlfriend contact. Some boy not know this. Them only come around like tourists. On the beach with a few club sodas. Bedtime stories. And pose like them name Chuck Norris. And don't know the real hard porka. Sandals and no back to. The thugs them with the way them got to. And won't think twice to shot to. Don't make them spot you. Unless you carry guns a lot too. A beer tough thing got your entrenched town, man. Stop laugh and block off traffic. Then them wheel and pop off and them start clap it. We dip in file long and it a beat rapid. Police come in a jeep and them can't stop it. Some say them a playboy rabbit. Funny man a get dropped like a bad habit. Son of a da post off if you don't have it. Rastafari stands alone. Welcome to Jam Rock. Hey. Welcome to Jam Rock.
Out in the street, they call it murder.
Welcome to Jam Dung. Poor people are dead at random. Political violence can't done. Pure ghosts and phantom. The youth them get blind by stardom. Now the king of kings a call. Whole man to pick me. So wave on no one if you with me. To see the sufferation sick me. Them suit no fit me. To win election them trick with. Then them down do nothing at all. Come on let's face it. A ghetto education's basic. And most of the youth them waste it. And when them waste it, that's when them take the guns, replace it. Then them don't stand a chance at all. And that's why enough little youth have up some fatmatic. With the extra magazine in a them back pocket. And a bleach at night time in a some black jacket. All who not lock glocks at them a lock rocket. Them we fully up a current like a shock socket. Them we run a roadblock which for the cops block it. And from now till a morning no stop clock it. If them run out of rounds, I broke back ratchet.
Welcome to Jam Rock.
South side, north side.
Welcome to Jam Rock.
East coast, west coast. Yo.
Welcome to Jam Rock.
Cornwall, Middlesex and Surrey, y'all.
Hey. Welcome to Jam Rock. Out in the street, they call it murder.
Jamaica, Jamaica. Jamaica, Jamaica, no. Jamaica, Jamaica, yeah. Jamaica, Jamaica.
Welcome to Jamaica. Welcome to Jamaica. Welcome to Jamaica.
Okay. Who can deny that that song was awesome? If you can, there is something wrong with you. Definitely something wrong with you. In fact, go see a doctor. Pause the show. Stop listening to the show. Go call a doctor. Now. Now. Yeah, that's right. Get up now. Now. Go get the phone. Call the doctor. Yeah, that's right. Okay, assuming there was you did like that song and there isn't something wrong with you, and you're not on the phone with the doctor right now, we're going to do some... We're almost done with the show. We're going to do some shouts and shameless plugs. All right. For shameless plugs, I'm going to put in a plug to Werner's Ginger Ale. That shit is good. Good, I'm telling you. It's very good. And not enough stores sell it. The only store I've been to that sells it is, what's it called? Gene's Fine Foods. Yeah, so stop by there, pick up some, it's good, drink it. Next thing I'm gonna plug to, Vanilla Coke, another good drink. Drink it. It's Vanilla Coke, enough said. Next thing I'm gonna give plugs. Plugs to, BET, Black Entertainment Television. I know I'm not black, I probably sound like the whitest guy ever, and I'm the whitest guy ever, but BET plays more music videos than MTV and VH1 combined. And those ones are music stations, so I don't know what's up with that, you know, but yeah. So, shouts now. First shout goes to Hawk2064, because he pointed out to me the guy on the cover of the new 2600 issue is Emmanuel, and I guess shouts to Emmanuel too. Sorry that I did not recognize you, even though I doubt you will hear this radio show. Maybe you will. If you do, I'm shut up. No, I'm just playing. But yeah, next shout, the Root This Box Binrev team. Yeah, we need to go rooting some boxes, people. We only have a score of 0. So, you know, let's get to it. Hut up. All right. Next shout, Stank Dog. Yes, I know he's unplugging. We miss him. Yeah, I'm going to miss him at least. Maybe you won't, but no, I will. All right. Okay. Yeah, shouts to Lindsay because she's been annoying me throughout the show. But, you know, life's good like that. All right, so we'll end the show with one of the songs from the album Legend of the Wu-Tang, Cash Rules Everything Around Me by the Wu-Tang Clan. Listen and enjoy.
Crime side, the New York Times side, staying alive was no job, had second hands, moms bounced on old men, so then we moved to Shaolin land, a young youth, you're rocking the go-to, low goose, only way I begin to G-York was drug loot, and let's start it like this son, rolling with this one, and that one, pulling out gats for fun, but it was just a dream for the team, who was a fiend, started smoking wools at 16, and running up in gates and doing hits for high stakes, making my way off fire skates. No question, I was speed for cracks and weed. The combination made my eyes bleed. No question, I would flow off and try to get the dough off. Sticking up right, boys on board, boy. My life got no better. Same damn low sweater. Times is rough and tough like leather. Figured out I went the wrong route. So I got with a sick tight click and went all out. Catching keys from cross seas, rolling in MPVs. Every week we made 40 G's. Yo, brothers, respect mine. I ain't gonna take now. Bam, move from the gate now. Survival got me bugging, but I'm alive on arrival. I peep at the shape of the streets to stay awake to the ways of the world deep. A man with a dream with plans to make cream. Let's fail. I went to jail at the age of 15. A young buck selling drugs and stuff who never had much. Trying to get a clutch on what I could not touch. The court played me short, now I face incarceration. Pacing, no one upstates my destination. Handcuffed in back of a bus, 40 of us. Life as a shorty shouldn't be so rough. But as the world turned, I learned life is hell. Living in the world no different from a cell. Every day I skate from takes, giving chase, selling bass, smoking bones in the staircase. Though I don't know why I chose to smoke cess. I guess that's the time when I'm not depressed. But I'm still depressed, and I ask, what's it worth? Ready to give up, so I seek the old earth. Who explain working hard may help you maintain. To learn to overcome the heartaches and pain. You got stick up kids, corrupt cops and crack rocks and stray shots. All on a block that stays hot. Leave it up to me while I be living proof. To kick the truth to the young black youth. With shorties running wild, smoking cess, drinking beer. And ain't trying to hear what I'm kicking in his ear. Neglect it for now, but yo, it got to be accepted. That what? The life is hectic.
In your mind.